All right, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. What I'm going to do today is I am planning on just doing a quick little video. It's not like a full-blown show or nothing. I'm going to start doing some short videos as well as the shows on the weekend. Some people complain the shows are too long, but I can't condense them down anymore. I mean, we have so much to say. But anyways, that being said, let's get right into it. And this video that I'm going to do here today is for different people in various research communities, especially people that looked into things like 9/11, people that look into things like terrorist attacks, stuff like that. And there's some other people here that will know where we're going with this, but just stand by. So what I want to talk about today is a very big historical event that you should all know. But first, let me tell you a little bit where I come from. So for me, I started getting into research by looking into 9/11, and that was in 2010. Okay. Now, I'm going to give that whole story another time, but going through 9/11, as many of you probably did that are hearing this, you see all sorts of documentaries, you see all sorts of media and footage and supposed amateur footage, whatever. There's tons of coverage. There's more footage of 9/11 than any other event in the history of the world, literally. Okay. I've seen so much of it, probably more than just about anybody. And all the time, you would hear mentioned that 9/11 was the second foreign terrorist attack on US soil, and Pearl Harbor was the first. Okay? You would always hear that all the time. And now that's not the case. Now, I want to ask you a question, right away. Have when in school or when in looking into your research of events or when in looking into 9/11, where these type of things would come up, have you ever heard of the Black Tom attack? And then I'm going to give you the details of it, and I want you to ask yourself how it's possible that you haven't heard of this event. And then I'm going to explain to you why, and then we're going to elaborate on it from there. So the Black Tom attack, now remember, this has never been talked about. The Black Tom was never once brought up in any 9/11 footage I've ever seen. Okay, ever. Not any news coverage, not any documentaries, not any, people in the research communities talking about it. Oh, well, this happened before, blah, 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 but no. But now the story is in 1916, German spies snuck in through New Jersey and into New York Harbor. They blew off bombs so big. Now, listen how ridiculous this already is. You haven't heard of this. They blew off bombs so big, they measured a 5.5 on the Richter scale. They were felt in Maryland, Philadelphia, Connecticut, New Jersey. Obviously, New Jersey, it was right there. All over, right? I mean, states far away, okay? And it supposedly, it damaged the Statue of Liberty. It also killed a few people. The numbers in question, that seems to have changed, but we'll get into that. But the Statue of Liberty was also damaged by this. Now, we're going to get back to that in a second, but speaking of the Statue of Liberty, if a terrorist attack happened in New York City, why wasn't it brought up on 9/11, a terrorist attack in New York City? And if it was the very first one, why are they not recognizing it? Why are they not talking about it? You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make any sense at all. So then, with the Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, and as much of a farce as many of us believe it is, what it stands for, the symbol of freedom and all this shit, right? Well, if that, the media would have been all over that. If that thing was bombed, they would have been showing images of that on 9/11 and blah, 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 blah. But it was never, ever, 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 ever mentioned. Ever. Now, I want you to ask people that research different events, because I've done this with this event. And, I talk to a lot of 9/11 researchers, a lot of people that look into terror attacks, whether they be hoaxes, false flags, or if you think they're real, whatever your opinion is. A lot of us in the community look into these events, and we have forums and websites and channels and whatnot, as you would expect. And I ask everybody. And, unless it's somebody that's seen it in the last, year or two since it's come about, nobody's ever heard of this Black Tom. But it's in your reality now. It's always been there. Now you're gonna say, well, people can edit, this and that. If you go back, I'm going to get into how this is happening, but if you go back into your encyclopedias that you've had in your house for years, you can dig it up now and you'll see that Black Tom is in, it's in there. It's part of your history, but you've never heard of this. You know, I've spent years researching 9/11. I've done hundreds of shows on it. You know, I've seen all the documentaries, all the footage, and nobody has ever mentioned Black Tom, but it's not just like they didn't just mention it. Listen to all the things I'm telling you. It was also in New York. It was also a terrorist attack. It damaged the Statue of Liberty. And not only did it damage the Statue of Liberty, here's the real kicker. It damaged the Statue of Liberty so bad that the torch was never opened to the public after that. 1916. There's a big problem with that. There's a lot of people that have been to the torch. But now it can't even be possible that they've ever been to the torch. It doesn't matter what their memories say. And it's funny because I got some residue I want to show on this. But what is happening here, if you haven't picked up on it yet, is welcome to the world of the Mandela effect. Okay? You know, you might want to scoff at this. That's why I didn't title the video this. I wanted to get you in this far. If right now, if you know you've never heard of the Black Tom attack, you better not shut this video off because then you're just being a selective truther. Why have you never heard of this? And why do I already know that you've never heard of this? Because nobody's heard of it. Nobody's heard of it unless you just started researching terror attacks in the last, say, year or two. And you might have come across it because it just got put in there. But anybody that's been in this for a while, nobody's ever heard of this. Ever. Ever. And, I've actually talked to somebody that's been to the torch, and I believe her. Okay. Also, the Statue of Liberty itself, there's a lot of funny things going on. If you're like me and you grew up and you remember the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and all that, right? Well, you'd be wrong. So, all our memories just wrong and just remembering the same thing exactly the same as each other, or is something really crazy going on here? There's something going on that you need to look at. Now, you don't have to agree with me on what it is, why it's happening, but the fact is, something is happening here. You know what I mean? The Statue of Liberty, for your information, in this current reality, has never been on Ellis Island. In fact, it's on a totally different island. Ready for the name of this one? Liberty Island. So if it was sitting on an island called Liberty Island, how the fuck would we forget that? How would we not remember? Hey, where's the Statue of Liberty located? Liberty Island. I mean, you wouldn't say Ellis Island if it was always on Liberty Island. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm going to show you a couple things real quick. So I just wanted to do a little screen share for you. And I'm going to share my screen. I'm just going to show you a couple pictures real quick that I have. And this is somebody that actually went to the Statue of Liberty. They came back and they were freaking out and they were posting messages online on different sites and whatnot because their actual merchandise that they bought had changed. And it was no longer, Ellis Island. It was on Liberty Island. But look at Facebook location was on for their phone and it tagged them. And look where it tagged them. Erica Cardenas at Statue of Liberty, comma Ellis Island dash New York. It's like, I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts, like the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. But it gets better than that. I mean, that's pretty crazy. So sometimes when these things change, as crazy as that sounds, there'll be things that remain. And like if somebody does a spoof or a parody of something, there'll be what's called residue and it remains. And I want to show you something. Because this is from Crocodile Dundee 2, and this is the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. This is how I remember it. This is how the skyline of New York, I remember it looking. Okay? Take a look at that, and then I'm going to show you where the Statue of Liberty is now. The Statue of Liberty now is here on Liberty Island. Do you not see a problem here? Did you grow up? You never mind the picture I showed you. You can even say it's fake if you want, but it's not. But let's just say you could say it's fake. Let's trust your memory for a minute, your senses. You guys are researchers, right? You guys are 9/11 truthers. You guys are flat earthers. You guys are whatever you look into, right? You've gotten to the point, I hope, Well, you're done listening to people tell you what to think, tell you what your potential is with your fucking mind. I think we've all passed that point, right? Let's use your common sense. Let's use your judgment. Let's use your memory, which doesn't fail you the way you think it does. Do you remember New York looking like this with the statue so far away? No, I don't think anybody does, honestly. I really don't. I really don't. So the reason I wanted to do this video is I wanted to draw your attention in to what's happening. It's called the Mandela Effect. It's not a psyop. It's not a bad memory thing. It's not a rebranding or a reissue thing. Obviously, this is, you know, not a product, okay? Because people say, oh, why do you only talk about changes in movies and music? Well, we do that because people don't usually know shit about anything else. So you go with what they can, you know, what they can remember. You know, you give them a lyric to a song, they can sing along with it, and then they'll know something's wrong. Like Mr. Rogers never sang It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Go ahead, check it out. Oh, you remember that? A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood? Oh, well, you're just crazy like us crazy Mandela effect people, huh? Listen, I've been through all the topics. Not all the topics. Nobody's been through all the topics. I've been through the topics I've mentioned, you know, 9/11, Flat Earth, Mandela effect. They're all very important. They're all very huge. And there's always the same disinformation at the beginning. Don't look into no planes. That's to discredit the truth movement. Don't look into Flat Earth. That's to discredit the truth movement. Don't look into the Mandela effect because, you know, that's just to make us all look crazy and stupid. Dude, just do the research because we actually have just as much evidence for this as you do for those other topics, really. If you really want to talk about amounts of evidence, I mean, there's thousands of it. I mean, so much of it. So much of it. So things change and we have what's left over, like shows like Mad TV. Shows like Saturday Night Live, shows like The Simpsons, okay? These shows, Big Bang Theory, these shows do parodies and spoofs of other things. But the problem is every time they do it, whether it's The Simpsons doing the JFK assassination, it's got four people in the car, like most of us remember. But now there's always been six in this ridiculous-looking car with two windshields. Well, why would we all remember four, and why would they do a four in the cartoon when they could easily draw a six? You know what I mean? And this has happened over and over. For instance, Mad TV does I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy parodies, right? Well, you know, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. How about you're crazy? How about that? That's what you tell me, right? We're crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. You go and find the copy. Find the episode of that where Ricky says that. And I'll stop talking about this because he never said it. Now he's never said it. Judge Judy, she never had a gavel. You remember Judge Judy, court gets out of order, gavel, gavel. Never had it. You're crazy to remember that. That's what they tell us. We're all just misremembering. And then it gets even more specific because it gets into music, right? And music people can remember. They can relate to that more than they can relate to geography, anatomy, history, right? They can relate to music. Well, so a song will change, right? Yeah, the album version, the studio version, the music video is all changed, and we're all singing it one way that's completely different than that. How are we all getting it wrong? All singing it word for word the same as each other, and then we'll come out with residue with one or two live performances from the band that wrote and performed the song, and they're on stage, and they're singing it the way we all remember, but we're supposed to believe that it's, you know, we're all crazy or this is a rebranding, a reissue thing. It's not like that, bro. Okay. Christopher Reeves that played Superman. Now his name is Reeve. Okay. My movies changed. I have the movies. They changed. My Back to the Future movies changed. My Star Wars movies changed. C-3PO was always all gold. You all know C-3PO. Now he's got a silver leg. But the thing is, he's always had it. Don't give me this remastered bullshit, Blu-ray release bullshit. You can have any version of it you want. Pop it in. He's going to have a silver leg, even if you just watched it a year or two ago and he didn't have one. And it's your copy. Nobody's sneaking in and switching it. So, yeah, you can say this is crazy because it doesn't match the rules of reality that we were given, right? It doesn't match the rules of reality. But those rules were given to you by the same people that lied to you about the shape of the earth, that lied to you about planes hitting the towers, that lied to you about vaccines, that lied to you about chemtrails, that lied to you about the food, that lied to you about everything. That's where you got the rules of reality from. Science. Fuck those rules. Those rules aren't the real rules. Our potential is not what they limit us at. It's time to research this thing, all right? Anybody that's listening, so you know, my main channel is back in 3 days. So this will probably be the last channel on the backups, last video on the backup channel for a while. So make sure, if you didn't already sub and you've been waiting, make sure you sub my main channel. It's linked below, Brian S. Stavely, okay? Everybody that's listening, if you've listened for this long, I know I've tweaked your interest a little. I'm going to name you a few more, just so you know what I'm talking about, okay? The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow, he has a gun now. The Scarecrow has a pistol. The dude with no brain, they gave him a pistol. He's packing heat. Just telling you, he's packing heat on the way to the castle, all right? Then, after showing people the gun, months later, after already examining the movie, the Tin Man got a giant wrench now, like a plumber's wrench, as big as his axe. He's got a wrench. Now at the end of the movie, when he says, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, he's never said that now. Now it's pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. If you're a baseball fan, Field of Dreams, or even if you're not a baseball fan, you might have seen the movie, Field of Dreams. It was Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones, right? If you build it, they will come. When I grew up, we recited that. Recited? Yeah, we said that all the time to each other. If you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come. There's countless shows that have done, if you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come. And everybody laughs because they know what it's from. That was never said now. Now it's, if you build it, he will come. What? And people try and say, oh, well, he's talking about his father. No, that father was secondary plot in that movie. The plot of the movie was building the field for the goddamn Hall of Fame baseball player Ghost to come and play a game of baseball. It wasn't he. He needed like 18 dudes or he was wasting his time. You guys all know that. You guys all know Snow White, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Go pop in. Take the old copies you have. Go to your mom's house. Get your Disney tapes out, okay? Get your Disney tapes out. Pop them in, okay? She's not going to say mirror, mirror. She's going to say magic mirror on the wall. And she's never said mirror, mirror on that cartoon, no. And the crazy part, besides all the residue we found, I personally found a cup that says mirror, mirror from Burger King, all right? Why would they make that if that's the wrong saying? And what, we're all crazy and Disney and Burger King are crazy too? And it didn't get past their editing team to proofread it? And I mean, the shit that people come up with for excuses to not look into this. Now, I'm not trying to tell you what it is. You'll hear lots of theories, and I don't agree with a lot of them, but I respect people because you got to look at everything. Is it God? Is it science? Is it CERN? Is it Satan? I believe it's our collective consciousness. There could be a lot of different things it is, you know? We all have different ideas, but the important thing is that's not important for you right now. Just get your foot in the door and check it out, man. Don't, you know, all you got to do is follow me on Facebook, and you're going to see plenty of it, and I'm always willing to show you. But don't just poo-poo it. And just remember, the same way you talk to Mandela Effect people that they're crazy and it's a psyop is the same way people talk to you when you started looking into fucking even Tower 7 or you started looking into NASA or the moon hoax or whatever topic it is. You know, we could name them all off. People, they always came to you with that. It's not that. This is very provable. I mean, the possessions in your house will change. You know what I'm saying? Back to the Future, the scene in the beginning. Marty's got the guitar. He's at Doc's house. They got the big amp. He blows the amp. Now it's this little brown. It's like this. It's like a little brown ukulele. Okay? It's ridiculous. I pop my movie in, and it's changed. You understand? It's changed in my possession. It's not a digital download thing. It's not a re-release issue. It's not like I went to the video store and they put a different copy and it's not somebody screwing with us on the internet. It's changing throughout all copies, all versions. Like the Matrix, you know, what if I told you the big famous line, right? You know, they have the memes everywhere. They're all over Facebook. Morpheus, what if I told you when people film, you know, whatever they want. Like, what if I told you the earth, you know what I mean? He's never said, what if I told you now? It's not even in the movie. And if you own the movie, you pop it in, it's gone. So I want to keep this video short. I plan on doing more short videos like this midweek, but we have a full show that we usually around 3 p.m. Eastern. I think I'm going to start moving to 2 p.m. Eastern. It's a little better. Just make sure you sub the channel, sub both my channels, the backup and the main. And that's about all. Make sure you research the Mandela Effect. And if you just go on my channel, if you want to specifically look at that, you can go down to where it says Mandela Effect. I have a playlist set up for beginners. It's not even all my own stuff. One or two of them is, but it's a lot of other people's work. But if you go to the Dose of Reality playlist, where most of my videos are right near the top, that's where all our shows are and all these short videos will be. And we have a lot of other stuff too. Check it out, the My Awakening interviews and a lot of work on 9/11 that goes back to 2010. But thank you, everybody. Research the Mandela Effect. Follow my Facebook page. My link's down bottom. If I don't accept you right away, just inbox me and tell me you saw the show and you want to learn more. All right, everybody? Have a good night.